Saturday night, 10:50-ish, I don't know, somewhere around that time in the evening, pride48.com. It is Mix Minus streaming at you across Tate interwebs. We used to scream at him, but we don't do that anymore. You know what? I don't do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy Adam from Arkansas. Hello, Adam Burns.
You really need to write down an intro on a
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. Yes. I know. It's on my list. It's on my to-do list, my Microsoft to-do list. Write intro to show. It's hard. You know what? We did Doobies and Tim for like 10 years, and I had the same intro on that, so it's kind of...
Look, I feel you because, look, I had a show a long time ago that you listened to.
Really? What, yeah. What was that show? What was that show
and
called,
I'm
Adam?
So creative.
I know. The name of it was The Adam and Maddie Show.
Yeah, exactly. And I used all of my creativity in coming up with the theme song and the closer for that show.
Yeah, you can't expect lightning to strike twice. So
yeah, when I started doing my solo show, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to use the same music because why not?
Why not? It's a solo show, so, man.
You really could just be like, from the palatial Pride 48 studios.
It's not that. No, there's a very definite rhythm difference. Because when you talk with music, you tend to talk on the beat, right? So it's like if you were to take the music out of what I was saying there, it would sound completely stupid as opposed to just half stupid, right? It's just like, because you talk on the beat. But it's like when you have a show with a different beat, like an intro with a different beat, it sounds different. Anyway, it's not important, Adam.
You need a more than kind of... peppy jazz peppy. Sort of, you
peppy,
know.
Peppy Le Pew kind of
hey,
a thing.
Hey, everybody, I can't do a peppy anything.
Was that supposed to be Peppy Le Pew?
Hey, everybody, it's...
I don't think you know who Peppy Le Pew is. You know, the little skunk. He's French, Adam.
No, Peppy, not Le Pew.
Oh, you're thinking Peppy from the little prawn from
not
the Muppets.
Not a character, just Peppy, the emotion, the...
Oh, Peppy. Oh, God.
Peppy.
God. Well, you know what? 10 years of podcasting, Adam, that gets what gives us this mental connection that we have here and everything. Speaking of which, a lot of you know that we switched over to this new format. So if you're listening to us from the old Doobies and Tent feed, whatever, then, you know, welcome to Miss Minus. I don't know where you've been for the last 11 episodes, but, you know, welcome anyway.
I stopped putting the show on the old feed. So.
Okay, well, great. Yeah, then you just stumbled across us. But here's the thing, though. Make sure you head over to iTunes and give us a stupid review. It doesn't matter what you say. You can say anything that you would like to. You could be like, Daniel and Adam are the biggest whores in the universe. Whatever you want to say, doesn't matter. Just leave it there on iTunes. It helps like bump us up in the list a little bit. Although nowadays you we'll never make it to that page.
I don't want a review.
There's a podcast. There's a podcast called Literally with Rob Lowe. Like he took a catchphrase that writers wrote for him in a Parks and Recreation and has now made a podcast based off that premise as if he were Chris Traeger. Anyway,
RSS is dead, Daniel. I want no reviews. I want pork belly recipes. is what I would like.
You are the bossy one. That's I'm fine with anything Adam wants very specific.
10 stars or how many ever stars they have over there
exactly.
In iTunes.
Leave
now.
10 stars on iTunes and give them a pork belly recipe. Isn't pork belly, you just fry it? Isn't it like, what else do you do? It's bacon. It's a bougie way of saying bacon.
I don't know. I've never made pork belly, but
you've never made bacon?
No. I've never. Well, yeah, I've made bacon, but I mean, you know,
then you've made pork belly.
I mean, you know, the thick, not the sliced up, but you know, you get it usually in a restaurant. It's in like a cube and they have some reduction, like some plum reduction over the top of it. And it's like crispy on the top and, you know, it's got this melty, fatty part. And then, you know,
the chat room is pointing out, Adam, that pork belly is just unsliced bacon. He's just like, so instead of slicing it into strips like that pork belly, you tend to cut it vertically. So it makes a little... So
look, that's all fine and good, but I can't take bacon and then use it in a pork belly recipe.
You could.
You kind of need...
It wouldn't be good, but you could do it.
The structure of the belly.
I mean, you could use hamburger meat in it too. There's a lot of things you could do. I don't know if there's anything you want to do. Where am I? I'm trying to find where the goddamn Trello went.
Trello.com.
I have so many windows open here. All right, one more thing we want. You know what, Adam? We have guests tonight that we need to get to here. But before we do that,
thinking, how rude.
Before we do that, good God, you're just delaying it further. Before we do that, we have this little thing on our thing. It's right here so that I don't forget. It's right here on the board.
Uh-huh.
November 3rd is coming up. No matter where you are, no matter who you're planning on vote for, make sure that you are registered and ready to vote. Go to vote.org, check it out in your area. Make sure that there's deadlines in your state to make sure that you get your mail-in ballot if you're going to request one. Do that. It is absolutely vital that you vote November 3rd. And I know that's annoying for me to say every single week, but I'm going to say it every single week. So just get ready for it. And
blue.
I don't care. I don't care if you vote blue. Just vote. Again, Adam is the bossy one. All right. Here's the thing, Adam. There are, you know, podcasts that have dual hosts, like, you know, the aforementioned Adam and Maddie show.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, this show, Mix Minus, or Dubious Intent before that. And then our guests are actually from that same kind of format. They are from a show called She's Not Doing So Well. It's Jim and Bobby from that show. But here's the thing, Adam. Guys, first say hello. Say hello, Jim and Bobby.
Hi.
That's Bobby. Hi. And that's
I was trying to get him to do it at the same time. Bobby.
Uh-oh. He was looking at me. I was like, those sultry eyes. I don't know what that's for. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bobby.
There you go. Those are the guys. Now, Adam, we can't see their pictures. So we can't see their emotions here or whatever. But it's like, what would you assume just listening on? Like, anyone listening to this show would know that, like, you're much better looking than me, but I'm much smarter than you. So it's like, just listening to their voices.
No. Listening to their voices. First of all, I have never said I'm better looking than you. And how dare you?
I said that, Adam. I'm just saying it's just commonly known.
Oh, that's what people say. I'm a dumbass.
That's what people say. No, they didn't say you're a dumbass. They're just saying that
you're clearly brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. That I'm much smarter than you.
Okay, what were my? Well, see, this is going to be bad. I'm not saying that they sound similar.
Oh.
But they sound a little similar just having met them and not having any video to associate with the. No, I mean, not a lot. I mean, I can tell they're two separate voices, but, like, I feel like it's going to take me a while to
figure out. I'll just ruin the surprise, but we're quite different in shapes. We are.
Okay.
I do see a picture. Zoom does have a picture, which is, I assume, is the two of them.
That is correct. That is us.
Jim's on the right.
But in this picture, here's what gets me, because I listen to Adam doesn't listen to your show, by the way. So it's like, Adam is very busy. Adam's very busy. It's on his list. He'll get to it. Look at him. Now he's pissed. That was a joke, Adam.
Oh,
he's crying.
Don't stop the podcast.
Randomly
we don't usually make a thing out of this.
Whatever, you just randomly pull like a 44-ounce cup out of nowhere and just like...
A big gulp out of nowhere.
It's just like you just manifested, like you're a member of QAnon or something. I just manifested this 44-ounce drink. I'm going to check it down
right
now.
This is the new Whataburger cup because they...
Are they collectibles or something?
No, they're not. But no, I just went to Whataburger like an hour ago. They used to have these nice styrofoam cups with orange, you know, logo and everything.
Well, this is the new COVID collector cup.
apparently they're trying to do something better for the environment, but these are still plastic. I don't know. You know, I mean, I think switching from styrofoam to plastic, I don't know how much.
We quit using that dangerous orange dye.
So
Jim and Bobby, they do a show called She's Not Doing So Well. Where is your web address? Is there a web address for that? She's Not Doing Well So Well podcast or something?
She'snotdoingsowell.com.
She'snotdoingsowell.com.
Yes.
That's where you need to go to check them out. But, all right, so how long have you guys been doing your show?
About a year. We just had our little birthday on the 15th of August, so we're a year old.
Oh, my gosh, like baby podcasters.
When I first heard you guys, I was basically I thought you guys were younger than, because you guys are like mid 20s, right? And it's like, I thought you were like lower 20s.
We're mid 30s.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying you sound much.
He's
meant.
Like, well,
clearly that means like I'm a shitty judge of age. No, but you guys sounded really young. So.
We're youthful. You know what I mean?
I was telling my parents earlier, and Daniel, I know you're much older than me, even. But I was telling my parents earlier, I'm like, we were like, we think our neighbors are younger than us. And I'm like, you know what? As I get older, it seems like more and more people are younger than me.
This is true. Also, once you reach a certain age, I don't think it matters. It's just like, you know, my neighbors are younger than me. We're only 78 and they're 85. Old coots.
So you're in your 30s. So,
all right. Yes. They're in their 30s. See, Nico in the chat room says that they're babies. No, he's not. He's questioning it. But you guys do that. God, I'm all over the fucking road here. So I've been listening to your show for about a month, I think.
Okay. And you've already told them, given them audio tips and sent them a mixer.
Oh, yeah.
Is that basically what's happened?
It was just like right after that Lake House episode, I was like, guys. Guys,
we need help. That was bad.
I'm sorry. That actually was really bad.
Actually, the Lake House came after you had told me that you had bought new stuff. So
that was a breaking point for me, I think. Cool. We used old microphones. It wasn't our normal setup.
And it was in a giant room, an echoey, high ceiling.
We thought
it'd
be cute. And then I was like, well, I don't have anything else. So we're just going to have to roll with this week. I mean, it is what it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, I just want to stick up for them for a second.
Oh, okay.
You are very audio Nazi-ish.
Wait, stop. I'm going to stop you right there. I never said anything to him about their audio. Said anything to them.
I'm surprised. But I have done things like where I do a solo show, which nobody listens to. It's fine. We don't even have to say the name of it. Mm-hmm. But I've recorded that in the car, you know, driving down the road on like a phone or something. And it sounded like crap, but I wanted to release an episode. Yeah. So I did. So there you go.
Sometimes you have to do that. You know, we were like, we need to get an episode recorded. We're at the lake, like having a relaxing weekend. Let's just try to see what happens.
And it sounded terrible, but it was fun.
I mean, now I do something more elaborate. I take this microphone when I go on trips and I have an iPad and, you know, I mean, do whatever works for you.
That was our last like remote recording.
All right. So you occasionally are joined by another member of the show, Dave.
Oh, yes, Dave.
So who is this Dave and why is he show up? And because he not often because I've only been listening for a month. So I've heard him on a few shows where he seems to take on more of a producer kind of a role where he like tries to set things up and he organizes your rapid fire questions. Like tell us, who's this Dave?
Yes, Dave. We met about a year and a half ago. Cool. He's from Pennsylvania country. Mm-hmm. And he came over here. I forget. Was it right after we started the podcast?
Yeah.
He got involved pretty soon, like episode 4, early on.
Yes, yeah, so we've had him on just like asking him questions. And then lately, he's actually been giving me good ideas and stuff. So we've kind of like given him, not producing role, but he's here and he'll say, hey, you guys should do this or hey, you should do that. He's young. He's in his 20s. He's 26.
Okay, he's in
So his he 20s. Tells us what, you know, the Gen Zs want and stuff like...
Those Gen Zs up there.
And wait. Now
keep your finger on the pulse of the... yes.
We've discovered, you know, because Daniel threw me under the bus, that I don't yet listen to your show. So this is all new to me. But you're a couple. Am I to understand that correctly?
That is incorrect.
No. Oh, okay.
Well, we could be.
Oh, sorry.
I
was thinking about
it. It kind of sounded that way from our whole conversation this evening. You guys are a couple.
Oh, set the mood.
So what do we have to do to get Dave to produce our show? It's like,
we can go get Dave.
We're gonna go get Dave.
See, you don't have a camera. This doesn't do me.
I had this whole like
look at our bodies.
I had this like vision of okay, they're a couple. They've been together for a while. They needed some excitement in their life. Dave is from Pennsylvania, so he's probably on his Rumspringa from. And this is like, I don't know if you guys like. I watched a documentary one time. I don't know. It just this word.
I'm just trying to show
mind.
How in touch with he's the a, youth he kinda, is. Here,
no,
yes.
like. Yeah. I watched a documentary about some Amish people one time, and apparently when Pennsylvania Amish, they get to like leave the nest.
Oh, yeah,
for
yeah.
A
they
year
get to go out and do
whatever.
Crack and shit, and then they come back because they want to.
You know? Yeah. Didn't they have a show on TLC about that?
Maybe. Probably.
Am I the only one who watched TLC here?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I had this whole vision in my head, and now it's just completely, it's ruined.
So your vision of Dave, who you've never heard before, is that he's some kind of errant Amish youth.
But hot,
hot, like he would be wearing one of those like overalls. It's just like one side like strapped down. He's like, "Hey, how you?" Or is it,
I mean, he's in their hot tub right now. I mean,
Jim just got back. He has news. What's the news?
Dave is too deep into the hot tub, he said.
He drowned? Too deep into the hot tub.
I'm not sure what that means because it only goes so deep, but
right, yeah.
He is deep into it.
I mean, that's what she said as well.
All right. But gleaning from what I, you know, from my vast knowledge of listening to your show that Adam doesn't have, I'm gleaning that you both are in relationships with other people, right?
That is correct.
Neither of you are single. You're both in a relationship.
So when you say, we got a hot tub. Who's the we?
Bobby and my partner, Michael.
Okay. All right.
And Jim just comes over and uses it, so it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I'm like the third wheel who has a fourth wheel, but not always
so
here.
I have this problem, and I know Adam has this problem, so let me ask to because we both have partners, neither of which listen to fucking podcasts. So do either of your partners listen to podcasts?
Oh, no.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Not a single episode, like 50 some episodes, not one time has he listened to any of it.
It's like, how do podcasters end up with people that just like,
I don't know.
Good question.
And the worst thing is, my boyfriend like listens to like NPR and stuff. Like, so I know he likes talk stuff. He's just not you talking.
Sometimes I'm glad when he doesn't listen because sometimes I'm like, well, I mean, I don't really say anything bad, but like, I don't think. Well,
just reveal some things.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's been a problem, not a problem, but I am in the same boat where sometimes I'm glad that he doesn't really listen all that much because I am a person who's overly honest on my podcasts.
Same.
And so sometimes I will say things that I think later, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said that on something that people are listening to, you know, and then I think, well, at least he's not going to hear it, you know, so yeah, I don't know.
No, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. I think it's better that they don't hear some of the things we talk about. We do get into deeper parts of the relationship.
Yeah, and then on your Patreon episodes, you who are these characters that you have these alter egos that you have brought to life on video?
Well, Karen Beth Kelly,
and who are you?
Jackie Lee Bates,
Kathy Lee Bates.
Well. It changes every time we record, but
we always try to come up with some like really like trendy looking like, oh, let's do a Thanksgiving video. And then it always just fails. So then now we have all these failures that I have saved. So
we have a lot of releasing those. So many failures that we could
put. Unbelievable.
It's like, I think the last one you put up, you didn't even bother. Like, no. Literally chroma keying it out. You just literally just like, hey, here we are in front of a fucking green screen.
There was no professionalism at all. It was like literally, here's a green screen.
I'm standing in front of a screen. And I have my wig kind of on, kind of off.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you look really great in a wig, and other times I'm not looking so good.
Also, you guys, you drink an enormous amount of CBD. Like I vape, so, but I don't know what any of these CBD oil things.
So does Bobby?
What is this? Isn't that just like that snake oil shit that they sell at like the 7-Eleven? That's like pretty smells much like skunk weed.
No, so CBD, you explain this because I know you're like, you've read about it, you don't understand it as like, you
well,
CBD is a very,
I guess it's part of the cannabinoid from the same plant, like from the same cannabis plant as THC, which gets you high, but I think it is advertised as doing a lot of things that we have no idea if it does.
Yeah, that's my kind of thing.
Fine.
Yeah, like, oh, it'll relax you.
Yeah, okay, the chat room is pointing out the CBD is from hemp, which is in the same family as pot and whatnot. Yeah. So, but it just feels like, you know, people like, oh, I take CBD and I feel like, you know, my breasts got bigger. And it's like, I took it in my testicle. It's like, whatever the ailment is.
Whatever you want.
It's not working for me.
How many people, you were about to say, and my testicles got bigger. Are there tons of people out there like, man, I wish I had bigger balls.
Yeah.
Maybe there are.
Have you never visited the fetish section of Pornhub before?
Well, like, I mean,
Bobby loves men with big balls.
Actually,
you don't?
I mean, if you have a choice between a big dick and big balls, though, I mean, wouldn't you rather have a big dick?
That's don't kink shame Adam. It's like all fetishes are valid.
That's true. I'm so sorry. All of you people who wish your balls were bigger, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm looking for a reduction. That's kind of where I'm at.
You know what? I heard CBD oil will do that.
That's why I've been taking the CBD.
You just rub it on. You know, you need to rub it on them and then it'll...
I've been doing that, but it's not working.
Yeah.
Bobby's as big as ever.
You're not rubbing hard enough. That's what it is. Just really get in there and earn. So you guys are somewhere... Let me see if I get this right. You guys are in Ohio. Is that right?
That is correct.
That's correct.
In Ohio, in some college-y place. So like when I told Zach, my partner tonight, that it's like they were, you guys from Ohio. And I said, I want to say it's like Columbus. And he's it's either Columbus or Toledo. There's nothing else in Ohio.
I mean, in his defense, there really is not a lot. It's a lot of farmland. But Columbus is a big.
It's the capital city.
Yeah, right in the middle.
It's number 13 on the list of major cities.
By population.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Adam, here's a pop quiz for you, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can you name two states that touch Ohio? Like share a border. Two states that share a border with Ohio.
Oh, God. Probably not.
Oh, wow.
I'm not good at geography. Does Ohio, does Indiana touch Ohio?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Home of Mike Penn.
That's right.
Does Illinois touch Ohio?
No. That's to the west of Indiana.
Well, yeah, that's true. It is, isn't it? Kentucky.
That's right.
That's right.
Hey!
You did it!
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
You did it. Out of four tries.
No, three tries.
Three tries. You got
two out of three.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that Illinois touched Indiana because
used that one after a puzzle that you had to put together.
And so I was like, okay, where? Like how exactly are they touching?
I think
touching,
most people don't know. When we went to LA back in February before the pandemic, people were like, oh, Ohio. On the East Coast. I'm like, not quite the
Midwest
coast.
But you know, there's Lake Erie.
Yeah.
I had a friend from Ohio when I was in college. She was one of my favorite.
Maybe you guys know her. What's her name?
Yeah. All Ohioans know other Ohioans.
It's a thing. I don't know.
Her name is Tiffany.
Do you guys know Tiffany?
Oh, we love Tiff.
Oh, yeah. She's great. She works in insurance now.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Great. There you go. I heard a can. Is that one of those cans of CBDs?
Oh, no, I wish.
No, this is just a regular old Bud Light Lime.
So, Jim, right?
Yeah.
All right, so where do you live close to Bobby?
Yeah, I'm only like 15 minutes away. I'm kind of a different part of the city, but still Columbus. Yep.
Okay, and you come over and do the podcast, and you're like, fuck COVID, I'm just going to go over there and do the podcast. Or are you just always over there?
Or he's like
we became like, pandemic buddies. Yeah. We're like, we have the same risk approach. Like, we don't want to eat out. We don't. We honestly don't do anything other than
we really
than,
don't
like,
do anything
work,
but podcasts.
This
and
is
like
every Friday night we do this. It's kind of, I'm getting sick of you.
Honestly, I'm getting sick of you. I think the podcast is probably.
It's over.
It's over.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. Throughout pandemic, we've kind of just.
You have your group.
Alone.
I don't know if you got what you guys are doing, but we've kind of like had our own like little group. Dave is one of them.
Dave, yep.
Yeah.
Just kind of keeping a few friends and you can hold each other accountable, sort of. And we don't like hang out next to each other, but.
Yeah.
And I guess we're talking at each other right now, so who knows?
Oh, God.
Yeah, my entire family lives around here, so like we. Basically, we hang out with my family, my nephews, my sister, and then we have another gay couple that we do stuff with that we see and it comes over for dinner or whatever.
So, and they're not going to the Sturgis rallies or anything crazy. It's just kind of like...
No.
Well...
No.
Not gonna. Although we do have a listener from Kansas. No, South Dakota. Didn't she go to Sturgis? I don't know.
For
the rally. She was driving through there. She was just like, she's not a Trump.
She likes to ride motorcycles, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a big murder story for her and motorcycles. It's a thing. All right. So right before this, you guys, because you guys are like, you know, popular, I guess, tonight, because you were interviewed on another podcast, right?
Well, yes. We were actually, long story short, actually that interview got delayed.
Oh, it got delayed.
Somebody else earlier. So yeah, we were supposed to have three interviews. You were the third.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. We're really popular and
they're on their social media PR tour.
I just want to say that I'm not gonna shame anyone, Adam. But they sent the name of this other podcast that they were gonna get. I don't know about the third one. So I only know about the one that you told me about.
Yeah, so we interviewed somebody from like a TikTok star, kind of. He's out in Los Angeles.
But the podcast one, they were interviewing you, right?
Correct. They were supposed to.
Yeah, Adam. I would never want to. Oh my God, did they switch their their website, like all of a sudden.
You would never want to what?
No, that was their podcast was really shitty looking. It was just like, oh my God, that is like.
Oh, you would never want to disparage another podcast.
Now I'm looking at their website and it's fixed itself. So it's it was like one of the, the website, it said like, this is a paragraph and these are words inside of it and click here to change the content. Like it was like a template that hadn't been fully filled in yet or whatnot.
Well, they fixed that now. So
are these the guys, they're on blog? Cast media or whatever that is, or blog talk.
Oh yeah,
I don't really know.
Left of Straight.
Yeah.
Left of Straight, they're a Pride 48 listed podcast.
They are.
Yeah.
I've never heard of these people before.
They are. Well, they've even, I believe they've done a show on one of our live weekends.
It is so weird that I can't find their damn website. It's like they had like interns and stuff listed on their website.
Yeah, they do have interns and it's they're like, pretty big. It's a big thing.
It's like, how the fuck do we get in it? We need some fucking interns.
I was going to ask them. I was like, how do you have interns? Like, what do you do? Fucking post on LinkedIn? Like, I don't.
Yeah, really. I'm just saying. That's bullshit. We don't have any interns.
We are a buy your bootstraps, pull it up by your bootstraps sort of podcast around here.
It's the QAnon podcast, man.
Oh, God. Oh, here we go.
The Illuminati. I don't understand this fucking QAnon stuff. Like, I've been, like, trying to, you know, grok it, like, understand what the hell these people are talking about. It's like, I can't get more than, like, a minute into a QAnon video before I give up because they, like, completely talk in code. Right, there's this is Mikey coming at you from QAnon, and it's like old Beaner red-pilled the other day, and now he's gone all deep state. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I have no idea what you're saying. You're insane.
Do you know about that?
I just know that they think like the Democrats are collecting children. And
The world is controlled. The world is controlled by a bunch of Satanists that collect children to harvest their blood so they can drink it.
Is it in the basement of pizza parlors?
Yes, it ties into the whole Pizzagate thing from last year. Yeah, this is.
I feel like I saw that some man was arrested in a. There's something I'm going to talk about on tonight's episode. We watched a documentary, and a guy. I think it was on the documentary, and a guy was arrested in front of a pizza parlor because that didn't even have a basement.
Yeah,
because
he went there to find the children during the 2016. During the 2016 election, yeah.
It's crazy.
These people are buck fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't hold them in the basement. They grind them up and put them on the pizza.
No, Adam. They drink their blood so they can live forever. They collect.
That's why you should always get the pizza with the pineapples because it covers up the taste of the dead baby. It's all, I mean.
I'd like a Hawaiian pizza. I don't even follow it.
I just can't. I just can't even deal with people like that. I just can't.
I'm fascinated by it. I am one of those people is like, I grew up hating commercials. And one of the things that I could watch on TV that had no commercials in it was religious programming. And we had three independent religious channels in this area, you know, that would broadcast 24 hours a day. So I would watch these religious shows. Like I was fascinated by them. Just fascinated by like, this is the line after line of bullshit that they like threw out there and everything. So it's like, that was my, you know, overnight TV watching. Like when I go to bed, that would be on streaming like all night long.
Lord. Whatnot. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Man, it's great. It is the best theater in the world. They like break out into tongues and they start like, hitting each other. Yeah, it's like.
Or they start falling backwards. They're like, oh, you're cleared of your whatever. Yeah, that shit, I can't do a
thing. Yeah, the church I grew up in, that was the church I grew up in. I thought they were
snake handlers.
I went to First Assembly of God was the denomination. And there was lots of speaking in tongues and, be healed in the name of Jesus. And they would like put their hand against their, they'd push them down, as they're, and then they would fall over and they had they would have these whole lines of people who would go up to be prayed for when the evangelist came to town, and he would do all that, touching them. And as he would touch them, they would fall backwards. So they had to have a catcher behind them to catch them.
And yeah, they did.
And then,
Let them down.
I used to work my way through college as a catcher at a Pentecostal church. Yeah, that's what I did.
But now, here's the deal about that, though. Yeah. And I may be remembering this wrong. I could be. But
Wait. You may be remembering, misremembering the line of people.
No. That happened a lot.
What are you misremembering?
I feel like I was in one of those lines at one point. And then I felt very pressured to fall backwards because I felt like that was the thing you were supposed to do.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. Yeah.
As we all know, I'm a people pleaser.
Right.
So, and you know, I'm standing there. I have a clear vision of me like standing there and going, oh my God, you know, am I going to faint? Am I, you know, is the power of Jesus going to come upon me and I'm going to faint and I'm going to fall backwards? Or do I need to pretend like that happened? What if it doesn't?
So what did you do?
Am I going to embarrass the guy? Like he's going to be embarrassed if I just stand there and... I feel like I just faked it, you know, and kind of fell backwards because I mean, I'm not going to embarrass the guy. He traveled all the way, you know.
Yeah. No, that's how a lot of that works. You know, I don't like to talk about Adam, but I do have a degree in psychology, but that's the way some of that stuff works. So it's, yeah. Like you're not actually healed. You just are doing it just because you don't want to make the other person look bad. A lot of really bad magicians rely on that.
Like, that's actually a really funny concept.
Which one?
Just faking your way through. And then first person faked, then everybody's going to fake afterwards because nobody wants to be the one that's not.
Nobody would. So I feel like I should go to these things just so I could stand there and go, nope, that didn't work. Can we try it again? Nope.
Because, especially though, if you think about it.
Hit me again, Bob. That one didn't take.
In a religious sort of context, there were two things playing in my mind at this point. I wanted to please everyone and, you know, do what was expected of me. But also you think, am I going to be judged if I'm the one person that doesn't fall backwards and be, you know, engulfed with the Holy Spirit or whatever they call it? I don't know.
Well, honey, you're already judged walking in that building.
Your deepest, darkest feelings. You know what I mean?
Everyone's judging that in that house.
Adam thinks he's on like some kind of documentary or something. He's just like going like, two thoughts went through my mind simultaneously. Should I please him by doing what he wanted, or should I be rebellious and hold to my truth that I wasn't yet healed?
I'll just please him.
And that's kind of how I've lived my entire life. Just please him,
It's just easier.
I've pleased so many guys, you know, as a result of that.
You are, Adam. Your evaluations come in all the time. Usually, like, Adam was a real pleaser.
Yep.
It's what it was. All right. So, guys, I'm sure you didn't want to hang around on a Saturday night and talk about stupid fucking religious things on a podcast. But
oh, no, that's what we look for.
How long have you guys been doing this today? Like, if you've done three interviews today.
So, we were supposed to have the early one. That one canceled. So, that's fine. But then we kind of just made sure everything worked. Then we had, what do we have for dinner? Mexican for dinner.
Yeah. What was his name?
Juan. And then we had our interview with the other guy, and so yeah, we've been doing this for I guess like 4 hours, kind of, and then Jim got in the hot tub.
Yeah. As you do
with Dave.
Yep. With Dave. Dave was definitely in there, fully present.
All right, great. So you've been doing it for 4 hours. All right. Well, there you go. I mean, I don't have any. Do you have any more questions, Adam?
I've got a homework assignment. Yes, I'm going to. I like their voices. I find their voices to be soothing and sexy all at the same time.
Thought that too. That was kind of my
hand.
And not being able to see you makes it even sexier. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, because then you can be like anything. You could just, you
anything
know,
you desire.
You could be like Brent Corrigan, like, you know.
So what? I feel like when I'm taking my next bath, you know,
yeah. Listen.
You're going to listen to it in the shower?
We should make a new podcast called Bathtub Talk.
When you try to sound sexy, it ruins it.
It's worse.
It's better when you just are yourselves.
It's in my life, so it's fine.
Thank you guys for stopping by. We deeply appreciate it. And so we'll find you over there. Guys, they've joined pride48.com. So if you head over to pride48.com, go to shows page. They're on there somewhere. I think.
Yeah, they're there.
I was looking.
Come check us out.
Even though we weren't on there the other day. But that's been fixed.
It's been fixed.
But absolutely, go check them out. Go to, and then make sure you tell them that Mix Minus sent you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much.
I know someone in our chat room already said that they subscribe. So if any of those other shows try to tell you, oh, we got you a bunch of listeners. No, it was us. It was right there in the chat room. They told you.
Every single one of them.
Every single one of them. Every yeah, nice subscriber to meet you, you both, get from now until eternity.
That's right.
That's right. Oh, I feel like we just talked completely over, but thank you guys for stopping by. We really do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
Well, then we will talk to you later then, and we're going to head on and do some boring stuff that you guys don't want to stick around for. So,
all right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Adam, so you now have homework. You need to go and check out the She's Not Doing So Well podcast.
I'm going to have to take a bath because...
Wait, that's your reasoning to go and take a bath now. You have a reason.
Well, I have been using the new tub.
Oh, and, well, Gary in Portland is going to be very excited about that.
No, I mean, he knows because I'm sure I've mentioned it on at least one of my podcasts. But
now, is this the tub that you have the videos from?
No, because that was a long time ago.
Right. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do we have any? Oh, actually, we do. So I can do this. All right. Yay. I get to actually do this.
3, 2, 1. Contact.
You just gave me a look. You just shot your eyebrow up and gave me a look. Did I skip over something?
There were two things. I had a topic.
Oh.
And then the second thing is I didn't know we had contact. So, well, I'm not giving you a look.
It's the contest. We had another call for the contest.
Oh. Yeah,
that's basically what it is.
Did I get an email?
Say what?
I don't think I got an email last week.
It happened right after the show last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a topic.
I stomped all over you. We'll just move your topic to between the contact and the news game.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. It is the section of the show. Section? Did I say section? It is the segment of the show.
I think you did say section.
Where we read your emails and play your voicemails. All of those fun things that we do. Of course, we have no email, Adam. None. No one cared
wah,
enough.
Wah.
No one cared enough to send us an email this week. I hope.
I mean, it's fine.
I hope. Like, I hope someone didn't send us an email and we're now just like forgetting. Because neither of us can remember things.
No, I did not get any emails from any listeners this week.
All right. Well, we have a contest going on, Adam, where we've asked our listeners to identify clips in television shows. So all they have to do is tell us what television show the clip is from. Mm-hmm. If they want a bonus point, they can tell us what the situation is. But really, they just have to tell us what the television show is from. So let's take a listen to this person that called in. Should I play the three? No. Should I play the three clips first? No.
Probably.
I'm going to play them afterwards.
Okay.
Here's the call.
Hey, Daniel. Hey, Adam. This is Scott the Sater, a.k.a. Steve the Tater, host of the Satersphere podcast. Still don't know clips one or two. Don't know them.
Is David the Blue News guy with him?
Hey, Daniel.
Oh, God, it started over.
I can't. Host of the Satersphere podcast. Still don't know clips one or two. Don't know them. I think clip number three.
Yes.
Is the Umbrella Academy. I haven't seen that scene yet. I'm halfway through season two. God, I love Umbrella Academy. It's so good. But I think it's the Umbrella Academy.
That's David DeBlue Jeans guy right behind him.
Can you? I didn't realize David carried the crickets around with him. I didn't know he literally had pet crickets that like followed him around.
All right, I'm going to try to pick this. There's 20 seconds more of this phone call. So all right. I'm going to try to pick it back up here. Let's see.
A postscript on last week.
Yes.
When I dissed Muppets Now.
Yes.
That was until episode 5 when Uncle Deadly showed fight choreography for the stage. Oh my God, I love Uncle Deadly so much, and he shined. But I think the clip this week, clip number 3, is the Umbrella Academy. I think, okay. I'm hoping.
Okay. You think.
You're this hoping. Is a Seder.
Uh-huh.
Catch, by the way,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for your podcast.
Aww.
If you had a Patreon,
yeah.
I'm like you, Daniel. I give about $20 a month to various
who's projects. Various? I haven't heard of Various.
I give you money. All right, this is a Seder. Catch you later.
Oh, that's bye-bye. So sweet.
I know, that is very sweet. Thank you, Scott.
Also, yes. He would earn it all back because he's been the only entry into our contest. So,
Adam, I believe he identified this clip as the Umbrella Academy. Let me play the clip for you right now.
Side effects? What sort of side effects?
Well, according to Commission Handbook, Chapter 27, Subsection 3B, the 7 stages in paradox psychosis are Stage 1, denial. 2, itching. 3, extreme thirst and urination. 4, excessive gas. 5, acute paranoia. 6, uncontrolled perspiration. And 7, homicidal rage.
Okay, yes. And he said Umbrella Academy? That is
Umbrella Academy?
Correct. The Umbrella Academy? Yes.
You know what? I must have not been paying attention at all when you played that clip, because that's definitely Umbrella Academy. I remember, like, the thing about the young guy, who I find to be attractive, by the way.
Yes, number 5.
He and the crazy guy, I find both of them to be attractive. The crazy guy who's always shirtless.
Yes.
Both of them are attractive to me. Probably the other one is, too. The other guy is attractive, or the big guy.
Yes.
But he's probably attractive, but they've got him so like made up, you know, to look so hairy and big, like it takes something away from it. But I'm sure in real life he's attractive. But I totally should have recognized that when you played it, because.
So basically you think that every single male character except for Diego is attractive.
Diego is, you know what? Diego is attractive as well. I kind of forgot about him. But
also, what about Six? Who's now dead.
I like the ghost. He's attractive
to
me.
Yeah, Six.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Wait, Six is... No, that's Six.
And I thought he was going to be gone because I thought he got sucked into the, you know, whatever. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I thought when he dissolved or whatever that he was not going to be there anymore. And by the way, if anyone hasn't watched Umbrella Academy...
Yes.
Close your ears right now.
Spoiler alert.
When they find out there's a whole new team.
Yes.
In that alternate reality that they jumped into.
Yes.
And then he's alive in that new reality. So he's still there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So.
Have you seen that?
Have I seen what?
Have you seen that whole season?
Yes. I've seen both seasons of
it. I'm not spoiling it for you.
No, you have not spoiled it for me. No.
Okay.
Even though I was thinking about this today, because you were talking about it on Geeky Gay, the fact that you get spoiled on Big Brother, and it's like, you know what, that's right. And yet you yell at me on, like, when I talk about some weird thing that Julie Chen said, like, don't spoil me.
I don't like it, but I can't control, look.
You know what, Adam, I cannot spoil you on Big Brother any longer because I couldn't. I stopped watching. I couldn't take it anymore. This season was so... particularly boring and bad that I was just like,
well,
you know what?
I don't know what they can do exactly. Because now the way that you play Big Brother is you make a big popular click. You make a big popular
click.
They have to do
what Survivor
right at the beginning.
They have to do what Survivor did. They have to evolve as the players evolve. And it's like Survivor has managed to keep up with all of that in order to keep it fresh and interesting because they do new twists, they do different things, they put in different elements of the game that are not completely stupid, fucking, and hokey. Not that they haven't done some hokey things, but like Big Brother has not changed over the years. Like they added the power of veto. That was one thing they added. And then other than that, it's pretty much the exact same formula that they've had for the last 20 years. So it's just,
I do think they need something to like give the less than players some way of like,
yeah, exactly,
getting back at these, you know,
but even so,
clique.
It's still boring. It's just like this whole concept is like the entire house has to vote the same or else there'll be problems. And it's just like, I was happy that a couple of them voted against the group, but then you see how quickly everyone figures out who it is. And it's just like, and then they bring them back into line or they vote them out. And it's just like, all right, this is boring as shit. It's just like this, there's no, you know,
I still enjoy watching it, but
I saw you roll your eyes. I'm not faulting you for watching it. I'm just saying that I can't. It's like I can just as easily look at the internet and see who won and who won and what the characters are. And it's like there's nothing really that I'm getting from watching the TV show, so I've stopped. That's all I'm trying to say. Anyway, Steve the Tater, congratulations. You have a second entry into the contest, and the pot goes up by another dollar. Adam,
so
I believe.
Do we have a spreadsheet for that?
We will. I believe at this point in time that the pot stands at a whopping $2.
Fuck $2.
Fuck $2.
Sorry.
All right. And so we have two, you know, I didn't pull a third clip this week. So here are the two clips. You know what? These are so complicated. I'm going to tell you right now, these are going to be worth $2.
Oh, now we have to remember that.
I will remember this. These clips are worth $2. Here's the first clip.
Good, man. The chemistry, you know what I'm saying? It's there or whatever. So, shoot, we was like, hey, you know, want to try? Like, yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying? So, what you going to take it slow, man, and see how it go, man.
All right. And the second clip.
I was just wondering if you had a chance to look for the Costco letters. I was struggling with these weekend meetings that he had with Peter. Last March, the 9th, 16th, and the 25th.
I haven't looked yet.
Anything that will show that Peter did not know going into those meetings there was something untoward will help us.
There you go. Those are the two clips. Both of them worth $2. So make sure you call us, voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com.
I'm probably not supposed to say anything that would give anyone clues, am I?
Not this week.
I feel like I recognize the voice on the second clip you played.
Yes. The male voice or the female voice?
The male voice.
Okay.
But I don't want to say anything because that might help someone. So.
Well, I mean, they're worth $2. So, I mean, go ahead. And say, you don't actually know. So
I
will neither
know.
Confirm nor deny. What do you think about that male? Do you think you recognize that from? Like, what character do you think
then? I don't know his name. I don't know the actor's name.
But what character did he play that you would recognize that voice from?
But I feel like he was in Scandal. I feel like he played the dad of Kerry Washington in Scandal.
I never saw Scandal, so I don't know.
I might know. Anyway, I'll tell you after we record.
Okay.
But I think I might know. I can't remember the name of the show now, but there's a show that Mark and I watched.
I guarantee you have seen this show. I know you've seen this show because you've talked about seeing this show. But that's not, you can't win, Adam. If
did
you
he have
know,
a, did he have a gay lover?
If you know this, he might have in another. That actor might have played another character that had a gay lover, but I don't believe in this particular show he had a gay lover. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you know what either of those clue clips are, they are now worth $2 and an entry into our contest. So that means that the pot for our contest will go up $2 for each of those that people get, and you will get your name into a. I can't. Just do it. Just call voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com. 3, 2, 1.
If I call in, does my name go in the pot?
No, your name does not go into the pot. You, Adam, get no soup for you. You're not allowed to win. You just can't do it. So tell me what this whole thing is. I heard, Adam, a little bird talk. Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
It's the Umbrella Academy. I heard a rumor
that
you're quitting Words with Friends.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that. What a nice transition there.
That was a flawless segue, Adam.
Well, this is much broader than that, but it ties in nicely. Rick and I watched a documentary today, and it's called Social I don't remember. Why can I never get the whole title, Netflix documentary, social dilemma, social dilemma.
Yes.
Bad memory. And it's all of these like people from Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, like that were developers, that were product people, that were executive vice president, you know, and they no longer work for these companies.
Right.
And they've, and this documentary is all about how that social media and the way that the artificial, well, the way that the algorithms work, where they basically feed you your own biases and
yes, sometimes like called the big echo chambers. Like the algorithms, the complaint has been is like when I watch a video about QAnon, the next one that I get is more extreme, and the next one I get after that is more extreme. So it's like if I keep going down this rabbit hole, each video gets successively more and more extreme because the algorithms are saying, oh, well, if you like that, then you'll like this. Mm-hmm. If you like that, then you'll like this. Yes.
So they were talking about that, and there's one of the guys, and I don't remember his name, of course I don't, but he's one of the main guys in this documentary, and he started a nonprofit organization. It's something about putting humanity back in technology or something. I can't remember what exactly it's called, but it's like
it sounds great, Adam.
And he's been like. Testifying at all these hearings with the Senate and House and everything about
yes,
social
one,
media
one
and
generally
all the,
does testify in a hearing.
So anyway, it's a very depressing documentary because it just shows you how horrible our world is becoming, you know, but also how a lot of it is happening because of social media or is being very much exacerbated by these algorithms and these ways that social media pulls you in. And, you know, they want your attention all the time. And so they're going to show you what you want to see or what they think is going to, you know, and all of that. And they do tie in news media as well, not just so. So they say also that's what the 24-hour news do as well. They, you know, the most sensational stuff to try to keep your eyeballs, basically. And it was a very interesting documentary. And if you're interested in that at all, I would highly recommend watching it. Mm-hmm. But I've almost decided because I don't really
even though you can't remember the name of it or who was in it.
No, I said it's called Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma.
Yeah, I said that at the beginning. And The Social Dilemma.
The Social Dilemma. And yeah. I would find this on...
Netflix. Yeah. The
Social Dilemma.
And so the only thing I don't like is they have like this whole story happening during the documentary that's this poorly acted. It reminds me of like a corporate training video.
Yeah.
How bad these actors are. I mean, and you know, about they.
Hello, like, Adam. Would you like to come into my office for a moment so that I may speak to you about this problem?
Yeah, exactly. But aside from that, the content is very interesting, especially if you find technology and the
right.
use of
so they.
Social
what you're saying
stuff.
is they don't have great chemistry, but their content is good. So
yeah,
they're,
exactly.
they're the opposite
they're,
of our
they're
show.
They're the mix right. minus of, oh yeah, the opposite of us.
They're the anti-mix minus, yes.
Anyway, so that being said, well, not because of this, but I've really been contemplating. I don't know that social media brings a lot of value to my life. And I really don't look at Facebook all that much anyway. So I've been contemplating getting rid of most of my social media. Twitter, I do have interactions with listeners and friends and stuff like that. So I might save that. But I only really look at app mentions and direct messages. So I've been thinking I may limit, but they go through this whole thing about how teenagers are becoming more and more likely to commit suicide over the past like 10 years. And they can show that the time that started going up was about the time that social media and all of these technologies, you know, got really big. And the whole story that they're showing is how, you know, they're constantly getting these notifications. We're all constantly getting these notifications that are, you know, dragging us to our, you know, making us pull up our phone and like, you know, whatever. And I just got to thinking, you know what? Words with Friends has been stressing me the hell out because it's supposed to be fun. Like, you're supposed to be playing Scrabble with your friends.
Yes.
I get all these damn nudges like, oh, so-and-so, once it's your turn, play. And I get stressed out. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to go play Words with Friends, you know, and it's really stressing me out. And yes. I uninstalled Words with Friends. I'm like, you know what? I'm done with you, Words
this
with
is,
Friends.
This is the technological equivalent of, would you like to try our hot apple pie today?
Yes, exactly. It's at night. I'm like going to bed. You know, I'm all comfortable, everything, and then bloop, and I get a little notification.
Your phone doesn't auto mute when you go to bed.
I mean, no, it could, but I know how to do that. I'm not stupid, but no, it doesn't. And that is inconsequential, Daniel. I like to watch YouTube when I'm going to sleep because like to have something going on in the background when I'm trying to go to sleep. And so I'll put something on YouTube and then, you know, these notifications will come up and I understand you can mute them, but then you forget. When I mute notifications, I forget the app exists completely. And then, you know, 6 months will go by and somebody will be like, hey, it was your turn on Words with Friends, you know? And I'm like, oh, crap. Yeah, I do have Words with Friends, you know?
I mean, so I applaud. I think it's a good move for you to delete the damn app.
So I got rid of it. That's all I'm saying. But you should all watch that documentary. It's very good.
Did you get rid of it like in a really dickish way? Like, did you go in and make a move in every single last word, no. Every single... like board, you planned out every move for every board and then just real quickly you went and did, and then you got the last word, literally got the last word. You're just like, blah, 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 delete. It's like, Adam just played pissant for 72 points and then deleted the app.
And I don't even know why it stresses me out so much. I like playing games, but I feel so pressured by this game.
I enjoyed playing Words with Friends back in the day. But then I got bored because it's just Scrabble. And it's just like, I can only play Scrabble so many times in a day before it's basically just Scrabble. And it's just like one endless, never-ending fucking game of Scrabble is not exactly, you know, my idea of a fun time. So I deleted it.
Everybody beats me all the time. And I'm just getting nudged to go play something that I know that I'm inevitably going to lose.
That's how they get their dopamine. They get their dopamine thrill by beating you. And then you're not providing it to them. So come on, Adam. Come on, Adam.
The Social Dilemma on Netflix. Everyone go watch it.
Have you thought about doing a different... Right. So here's the thing. I had no interest in playing like Fortnite or PUBG. Any of those like shooting games where you try to be the last person standing, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, there is a genre of game that I will never play because that's just not me. I would be too nervous. I would be too, you know, I'm just not good under pressure like that. But then I was watching our good buddy Nicole from Greetings from Nowhere. She has a YouTube channel where she plays games, and she was playing this game called The Fall Guys. Have you seen this game called The Fall Guys?
No, but there's a Pokemon YouTuber that has now started live streaming the Fall Guys on Twitch.
You should watch it. It's basically you get this little guy, this little dumpy little guy, and you have to run an obstacle course. And so like the first round, like out of 60 players, only 40 of them make it to the next round. And then, you know, then the next game, only like 30 of those make it to the next round. And the next game, only 10 of those make it to the next round. And it's like, so it's kind of like, you know, a battle royale where it keeps whittling it down till you have a winner, but it's puzzles, right? You're trying to work your way through a maze, or you're trying to get through obstacles. And I think there's no shooting or killing, whatever. There is grabbing and shoving, which is a very annoying, very, very annoying, but it looked, I say that and I've never played the game. I just see them getting frustrated by it. And it's like, no, that would drive me nuts, but I'm tempted to get this game and play it.
I love board games and card games, but I've never been much of a video game player. Like, I just, for whatever reason, I try. Like, I really try to get in there and love it, and I get bored. Like, the only reason I've kept playing Pokemon is because Mark does, and that's something we do together. Right. Otherwise, I would have, like, you know, I probably would have quit a long time ago. I mean, it's not that it's a bad game. Just for some reason, I get bored of them. I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, yeah, there you go.
But I'll try it. I'll try it.
You don't have to play it. I'm saying just go look at it.
I'll look at those videos.
Someone in the chat room posted a picture. Actually, it was our executive producer, Cyclone, posted a picture of a male sex doll. I don't know if you can click on that to it's like, that is so clearly a female doll that has just been like, look at the fingernails. They're long, like a female's fingernails. It's like these got red lipstick on, very feminine features on the face. It's like, and look at the hips. It's like, that's like a female doll that they just sculpted some abs and slapped a penis on it.
That's a really good price, actually, for that.
That's right. You've been in the market for these.
You know, a life-size sex doll, one of those silicone sex dolls, is around between $10,000 and $15,000.
No, Adam,
generally. So,
right here you can get it for $964.88 with free shipping.
Is it on Wish? is that where this is being sold? I mean, yeah, okay. I see that it has feminine features, but you realize this is, so it says Japanese real silicone. So you realize, you know, the Japanese men have a lot more feminine features. So that could really be a male, you know, they not like they took a female sex doll and just like slapped on a penis or whatever. That might have been the real like male version, and they just gave it feminine features because
it's so weird because he looks Caucasian. Like skin coloring and his features on his face looks Caucasian. It's like they made a Caucasian doll. It's what it looks like.
I don't know. I mean, I think some Chinese and Japanese guy or people are lighter skinned. So I don't know. Anyway, I could see that as well.
Okay, great.
I've not dated a Japanese guy, but
so let's see. We have some of your opponents are here in the chat room tonight. Let's see. Cronehaven says that Adam was ahead in our last game. I won by default. P.S.'s, those nudges are from the game, not your opponent.
No. I'm not mad at my opponents. Crone, I love you to death. I'm not mad at my opponents. I know that it's coming from the game, but it's happening. It doesn't matter who it's coming from. It's happening.
It's happening, and it's stressing him the fuck out.
I'm getting nudged, and it's stressing me out. And I was like, you know what? And then I feel like, you know, I'm disappointing these people. They're like, oh my God, Adam hasn't played in so long. Why doesn't he just, you know, and then they're probably having these long thoughts about why am I ignoring them? Crone probably thinks, why is Adam ignoring me? You know, and I don't want her to think that. And so I'm just like, you know what? It's stressing me out. It's not worth it. Okay. It is supposed to be a fun game.
And congratulations on winning, Crone. Congratulations on winning that game.
Yeah.
You deserved Congrats. It. You deserved it. You deserve a break today. Oh, wait, this is the wrong show. I shouldn't be singing songs on this show.
News game. It's a news game.
It's a news game. What questions will he ask? It is the segment of the show where Adam will read questions from the news of the week. And I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer them for him. He's going to be using the New York Times news quiz. These are multiple choice answers. I will try to answer it without getting the multiple choices. But if I get stuck, I will ask for them. If you'd like to play along, you may head over to nytimes.com, search for news quiz, and you will find the quiz of the week. Adam, out of the 11 questions from the New York Times, you're going to read me 5 of them. What's the first question this evening?
You know, it's the only thing about this quiz is the news is here lately, the past, you know, 4 years.
Yes.
The news has been just shitty.
Yes.
And
that's a technical term, right?
You can't really make anything fun or funny out of these. You know, it's like so-and-so was massacred last night. You know, how did they massacre them? You know, I don't know. I mean, that's not. But I mean, it's OK. Question number one.
Yes.
President Trump admitted to downplaying the seriousness of the coronavirus in a taped interview with which figure?
With which figure? That would be Bob Woodward, Adam. That would be author Bob Woodward in his upcoming book.
That's correct. In an interview with Mr. Woodward for his coming book, Rage, President Donald Trump acknowledged that he knowingly played down the coronavirus earlier this year, even though he was aware it was life-threatening and vastly more serious than the seasonal flu.
Now, that's it goes on. But Rachel Maddow made a really good point about this the other night. Yes. You just to dwell on what you just said. Right. He knew the severity of it,
uh-huh,
and chose to downplay it. So he knew it was airborne. He knew it was, and yet continued to go out and say, like, no, you don't need masks. You don't need to do these things that would actually help you. It's like, it is one thing for a president to be incompetent. It is one thing for a president to be ignorant of the facts and to go out and tell us things based off of his lack of understanding or lack of knowledge of the facts. It is quite another thing for him to maliciously and purposely go out and do that. It's like when he knew it, it just makes it so much worse. And of course, there's no convincing his supporters. Like, this is not going to take him down. Nothing's going to take him down because his supporters don't believe anything. That the one genius thing that Trump ever did was to make them completely doubt anything that they ever read or see on television unless it comes from him. So it's like, there's no, you know, and again, ironically, a double irony here. It's his recorded voice. But I just, anyway, go ahead. I just wanted to rant on that for just a moment.
All I've got to say is not directly related to Trump, but Democrats better figure out how to run a race better, because, I mean, Trump, you know, he may, even if he wins, he's only got another 4 years, but then he's got, you know, Trump Jr. And the Republicans have learned, you know, how to use all these social media things that apparently Democrats are not doing as well at, you know, and so I don't know. I mean, it could just go down the dumps.
It can.
For the rest of our lives.
And that's why it is so important for you to vote on November 3rd. To paraphrase Barack Obama, not to paraphrase, but to quote Barack Obama, don't get mad, vote. No, so, he didn't say that. He didn't say, I'm sorry. He said, don't boo, vote. He never said, don't get mad. He said, don't boo, vote.
That's what he said. Which pharmaceutical company halted coronavirus vaccine testing after a participant showed signs of an adverse reaction?
That would be Astroglide. No, is AstraZeneca, is that the name? I always think of them as Astroglide, but is it AstraZeneca?
It is. AstraZeneca.
I use Astroglide, AstraZeneca.
They're a British Swedish pharmaceutical company.
Swedish chef.
Yeah, exactly. A participant was found to have an inflammatory syndrome that affects the spinal cord and is often sparked by viral infections, according to a person familiar with the situation.
Yeah, and this is one of those things that it's like, you have to understand that this is what stage 3 trials are for. This is why we do stage 3 trials. It's like, you have to, when someone gets sick, you have to stop. You have to figure out whether that person actually got sick from the vaccine or whether it was some external factor that got them sick. So it's like this, the headlines are making this out to be far worse than it really is. It's like, this is normal for a stage 3 trial, is that people will get sick and they have to investigate every single one of those things, and they stop the trial while they do those investigations. So it does not mean that AstraZeneca is out of the running or that this vaccine wasn't, a candidate. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So first of all, I'm looking at a picture of what looks like a cruise ship that has been stripped down. And you know when you drive past those poultry trucks and they have all the cages of chickens and they're all like smushed together? You know what I'm talking about?
I feel like that's an Arkansas thing, but I've seen TV shows where they've had cages of chickens on the back of a truck.
It happens in Arkansas. Okay. All right. I'll tell you, we do. Actually, Tyson is an arc. I live literally 5 miles from a Tyson plant. So, I mean, you know, anyway, we do. It's very common here.
And it's probably where all those flies are coming from.
It's so sad, Daniel, to drive behind these trucks and they have these poor chickens, and sometimes it's turkeys, in these tiny little cages.
Yes.
I mean, they're squished up against
because they're going to be killed. They're off to the slaughter mill or whatever.
But they should, you know, they should treat them better before their death.
There's been lots of studies that show that that's what the whole thing about free range animals is, right? So like when animals are tense and they know that they're going to die, like they know they're in peril or whatever, it toughens them up. They don't taste as good as animals that are killed unexpectedly.
That's why you need to sous vide.
No, this is what, this is the whole Temple Grand thing, right? The autistic girl that had the movie made about her.
All right. So it's a boat that looks like a bunch of those chicken cages have been shoved on top of it. Okay.
Just shoved on top of it.
All right. So it says the Gulf Livestock One, that's the name of the ship, which is pictured above, capsized off of Japan, and most of its crew and livestock are feared dead. Which kind of livestock was on board? Cattle, goats, or sheep?
So my first thought was cows, and that wasn't one of my choices. So,
cattle means cows.
Oh, cow. I'm going to go with cow.
Did you not, Daniel, cattle is another way of saying cows.
I was unfamiliar with that. This is a vocabulary lesson for me.
You don't say cattle. Is that your final answer?
My final answer is cow. It's probably wrong, but cows. Oh, yay.
That's actually correct. New Zealand has suspended the export of live cattle after a ship capsized near southern Japan, setting off a 2-day air and sea mission to rescue survivors. The ship was carrying 43 crew members and nearly 6,000 cows.
Aw, that's sad. Those poor drowning cows.
Yes. Sales have surged during the pandemic. Can you imagine
being like scuba diving? Like you're down scuba diving. Suddenly all these cow carcasses are like coming down. Like, what the hell is raining cows underwater? What do I do? I don't know why Bill Clinton is scuba diving, but I'm going with that. That's
I don't know.
Hillary, what do I do?
Sales have surged during the pandemic for which of the following goods?
Masturbatory aids.
I will say this. Hot tub sales have risen.
Is it masturbatory aids? No, wait. What are my choices?
You have books, eyewear, toys, and used cars.
Oh, I think I read this headline. It is used cars because I was thinking, oh, maybe I could sell my car because I don't ever drive it anymore. It's like if used cars are worth more, I should sell it. Is it used car, Adam? Yay, it's used cars.
That is correct. Eager to avoid hailing rides and using public transit, American consumers have snapped up used cars, driving prices up. In July alone, the average value of used cars jumped more than 16%.
I would have thought it would have been masturbatory aids because I just bought some new toys.
I don't remember how many we've done. One, two.
That was four.
Three, four. Okay. All right. So number five, Daniel.
Yes. The final question. Is the final question.
Why was Novak Djokovic disqualified from the U.S. Open?
Oh.
Is it Djokovic?
I have
it's
no
DJ.
Idea.
It's DJ. I like...
No idea.
Djokovic.
This is, you know, I know nothing about the sports ball.
I know, and you've gotten four so far out of five, correct. So,
okay. He did not wash his balls. Was this a the I can, golf?
I can give you the four.
Yeah, give me the four. Give me the four choices.
He threatened a referee who called him for a foot fault. He inadvertently struck a line judge with a ball hit in frustration. He spiked his racket after he was docked a point, or he showed up 20 minutes late to his match.
None of these have to do with golfing. Isn't the U.S. Open a golf tournament?
It's tennis.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. I was just like, wait, why is there a net in golf? Why are they doing... what kind of is this?
I believe there's a U.S. Open in both tennis and golf. So I think that does exist in both sports. So,
all right, I have no idea. He yelled at a judge. I don't know.
That wasn't one of your choices.
I thought that was the first choice. What was the first choice?
Oh, he threatened a referee.
Yeah, yelled at a judge.
All right. I actually know the answer to this one. I'm proud of myself. He's the top-ranked men's player in the world and the number one seed for the U.S. Open. He was disqualified on Sunday after he inadvertently struck a line judge with a ball, hit in frustration, causing her to crumple to the ground and require medical attention. So he slammed a ball into the ground and it bounced and hit the judge.
This has been a very violent news quiz. We've got drowning cows and beat-up chickens and... poor little line judges that weren't doing it. All right, Adam, so that was the news quiz. Out of five, how many questions did I get correct, Adam?
Four.
Four out of five. That is not horrible, but certainly not good. We always like those weeks that I get the five out of five, but Adam always manages to find some stupid damn sports question that I can't wait till like Christmas or something when there's like no sports. And then I will get those. And he'll be like, I can't record this week because you might get all the questions right. Anyway.
Right. That's what I dictate my life on, is how many questions you're going to get right on the show. I'm like, nope, can't do it this week.
From the dubious intent, not the dubious intent, from the Mix Minus executive producer's desk, we have a list of news stories that we are encouraged to talk about. He's very demanding. He's very demanding that we try to talk about these stories here.
Yep.
But I wanted to bring one up because we did bring it up at the beginning of last week's show when we were talking about that you can volunteer to be a poll worker. And then, anyway, the discussion on last week's show is that you said you were going to wear a Biden mask to vote in. And I said, something about, you know, that is not considered campaigning, so that you could wear that in, like wear.
But I quickly reversed course.
Right. However, this story comes from the Boston Globe. Here is a warning for longtime voter, first-time poll workers from the Boston Globe. This woman had come in, had on a McCain Hero Trump Zero shirt when she showed up at the polls in Exeter on Tuesday afternoon. The woman was told that type of t-shirt was not supposed to be worn inside the building because it could be considered electioneering. And they basically had to make her change. So the story was here basically to say, like, hey, don't wear political slogans in there because they will make you take that piece of clothing off. Now, I would like to point out that wearing the candidate's name is not the same as saying that opponent sucks and my guy rocks, right? It's like just wearing a mask that says Biden on it is not electioneering. That's just the guy's name, right? So it's that. Anyway. But the point is yeah, be careful with it. Don't risk it. You know what? There's just go, literally don't have any logos on your clothing whatsoever. Just go in pure black clothing. No, don't do black because those people will shoot you. Go in like some beige clothing. Go in some like Caucasian beige clothing.
So
go into the polls and make sure that you carry like a Bible with you and just look like a Republican. Look as much like tease your hair way up, carry a Bible with you. Cause if they think you're one of them, they won't throw away your ballot. So just go in, just think of it as a drag day. Just, you know, drag yourself up like a Republican woman.
I have a question.
Yes.
About colors.
Yes.
I thought Democrat was blue and Republican was red.
Yes.
But I saw one of those signs that people put when they're running for office.
Yes.
That they put like in the ditches and stuff that you're going to be driving by. Yes. Like a yard. Yes. It was larger than a normal yard sign. It was like a billboard.
Deluxe yard sign, yes.
A deluxe yard sign. And it was for a Republican.
Yes.
But the entire sign was blue.
Yes.
So I was confused. So is that just the TV colors for Democrat and Republican?
Yeah, I mean,
really, they're all red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was actually like the color for Democrat was blue.
But if you have a sign up that is blue, yes, the impression is going to be that you are the Democrat. So it's like, and it may be that that's what they were trying to do. Maybe they were advertising in a heavy Democratic area and they wanted people that don't pay attention very much to, like, oh yeah, I saw his sign when I drive to work. I saw old Mickey McConnell's, you know, yard sign there and it was blue, so that must mean he's a Democrat, right? I don't know. It could be any number of reasons, but no, they're not legally required to do it that way or anything.
All right. Well, it was weird. I saw several signs for this guy, all of them blue, but they say Republican candidate for whatever. I don't know what he's running for, but
okay.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
Interesting fact about me. I used to love chocolate ice cream when I was growing up and chocolate milkshakes.
Yes.
But now, and I hated vanilla. Like, I thought it was so plain and I just did not like it. Now I really like vanilla and I prefer vanilla milkshakes. And today is National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
It is.
Yeah. So
that is so interesting.
I was trying to tie it in. I had a vanilla milkshake earlier today, in fact.
but vanilla milkshake, there's not a vanilla milkshake day.
Well, I don't know if there is or not. But what do you prefer, actually? Do you,
I do not like chocolate. I don't like chocolate ice cream.
Has that always been the case?
Always been the case. I will eat strawberry ice cream, pistachio ice cream, vanilla ice cream. Those are the order of my three favorites. And of course, caramel is good on any of those.
They say that your taste buds change as you get older.
Yes.
Which I'm sure is a fact. You know, and it's funny because certain things of mine have changed, but the one thing that has not changed that's completely unrelated to milkshakes is I don't like seafood. I've never liked seafood. Any kind of fish, anything that swam for a living. I mean, like,
yes.
Not
swimming for a living.
I mean, I know those cows swam for a brief
yes,
time.
Yes, those before, 600 Japanese cows.
But I, you know, and that has not changed. But my taste in ice cream has changed. Oh. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. That's very, very interesting. Adam, there's a bunch of movies over the years that have been number one at the box office on September September 12th of any given year. It just passed midnight here. That's why I had the date wrong. But I'm going to play a song from one of those movies, Adam.
Okay.
You're going to tell me.
All right.
Which movie it is. You ready?
Well, I hope you pick this one that I'm
still
thinking.
Here in D flat.
Any ideas yet?
Oh. No.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here.
You are.
Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes. Just
okay, I'm gonna guess.
Yes.
Now I have not seen. So first of all, I thought, well, if it's singing, maybe it's Little Shop of Horrors because that's a musical.
But the 1960 Little Shop of Horrors, I don't think is the same music that you're used to.
So are you saying that that was a... Anyway, so there's one that I haven't seen, but I'm just going out there. Postcards from the Edge.
That is correct, Adam. It was Postcards from the Edge. That was Shirley MacLaine singing I'm Not Here. I believe also the... Let's see. Now I got to find the damn goddamn thing. I just sound like an old man fighting at my computer. I got to find the goddamn thing wherever I had it. Postcards from the Edge was the number one box office movie in 1990. September 12th, 1990, Postcards from the Edge was the number one thing. There is, we like to talk a lot about ADRs here on this show, and our executive producer has highlighted this YouTube video that contains an ADR in it, and I remember this from the movie.
You mean the ADRs that drive me crazy?
Yes. And this this particular movie, Postcards from the Edge, is about an actress who loses a lot of her sanity when drugs and whatnot. And when she was filming this movie, she was completely blasted out of her mind. Now here she is after she's sober, going back into the recording studio and having to actually replace the dialogue in the scene with what she said. So this is the clip. You ready?
I'm ready.
There you go.
Thank you. Because we have more spirit and more resources than you. All it'll cost us is money. There isn't enough mommy in the world to further a cause like yours.
Shit. That's as good as it got all day. We never got a full take after that.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry, just fix it.
What?
Okay, let's try one. Can I get a loan from you, please?
There isn't enough money in the world to further a cause like yours.
Bring it down a little.
All right. Okay, can you try again, please?
There isn't enough money in the world to further a cause like yours.
Good.
Okay, let's do it.
There's enough money in the world to further a cause like yours. Can I do another?
Yeah.
There's enough money in the world for the... I have to do it one more time. All good money. There's enough money in the world to further a cause like yours.
Let's look at that.
There's enough money in the world to further a cause like yours.
Perfect.
There you go, Adam. That was the...
Great.
NRC.
Oh, that was exciting. That was exciting stuff there. There isn't enough money in the world.
There isn't enough mommy in the world to... anyway, back in one final thing here, though. I don't know if you saw the headline of the Weekly World News from 25 years ago. Elvis tells Lisa Marie to divorce Michael. The 59-year-old king speaks for the first time since his fake funeral in 1977.
Oh.
So,
wow.
He was 59 years old. If he had faked his death, he would have been 59 25 years ago, which means that today, what would he be? He'd be like
84, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It's crazy. Elvis could still be alive.
Well, it was probably the whole pedophilia thing. He's like, probably, Elvis is like, you really don't want to be married to Michael. He's got a thing for boys.
Well, maybe, oh my God. What if, Adam... What if Elvis is the leader of this satanic cult that raises small children to drink their blood?
I mean, I don't know.
I think
he deliver his message? spelled out in pepperonis on a pizza. I mean, then
I don't think that's
then we would know.
I don't think that's a thing. But okay,
it would actually have bananas and peanut butter on it as well.
Nanners and peanut butter.
Yeah, because that was his favorite food.
It was his favorite treat. Anyway, there you go, Adam. Those are from the research department of Mix Minus. We appreciate Cyclone for his support of our show. You know, speaking of support of our show, we floated the idea last week of doing a separate membership podcast that didn't require money. So you would get all the things that you would get from a Patreon extra content every week, but it would cost you no money. You just needed to help us boost our stuff on social media. So I've been working on that this week. I've gotten sidetracked by some other stuff, but I will wrap up working on that stuff because we're off next week.
We are. Yeah.
We are not on next Saturday night. There's a Pride 48 event that's happening next weekend. That is September 18th, 19th, and 20th. Mm-hmm. So head over to pride48.com to check out details about that stuff and make sure that if you'd like to participate, and more importantly, that it's you're listening to this before then. Because you can't yet travel back in time. But you could buy a hot tub. Well, you could buy one of those hot tub time machine things.
I haven't then seen that movie, but I know the title of it. If you're going to pride48.com, just in case I haven't finished making the changes to the front page, pay no attention to the front page. Go to pride48.com/September event.
You say that with such confidence. You say that that's absolutely the URL. There's no take backs on that, Adam. It's pride48.com/September event.
Sorry, September Zoom. September Zoom. Go to pride48.com/September Zoom. And that will tell you all about the event, all about it.
I can't wait. I know that am I allowed to spoil?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, you're a celebrity.
I'm a celebrity on the $48 pyramid.
You are, yeah.
But then exactly. I heard that this week there's going to be like 12 celebrities. So it's like, yeah, I was like the 11th choice. It's like you had already gone down the list of everyone good, and you're like, oh,
well, actually,
shit.
If you want to know, I made a spreadsheet, and I can tell you what number you are on the spreadsheet if you really want to know.
I don't want to know.
I'm going to tell you now because
I don't want to know, Adam. I don't want to know where I ranked in the celebrity.
On the spreadsheet, you were number one.
Wow. Who was number two?
Nessa.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. And actually you and Nessa are together. That it's you and Nessa.
Oh, I'm facing off against Nessa and her contestant.
Correct.
Oh shit. You know what? I meant to ask Jim and Bobby when they were here because I think what would really help us is if we had nemesis. You know what I'm saying?
Nemesis.
Like, we had some nemesis. You know, like we could just like, that shit podcast over there, and then they could talk shit about us and we could talk shit about them. It'd be great. We could just like gin it all up, you know, and just we'd all, you know, make billions and billions of bitcoins or whatever the fuck.
Well, I mean, that's how radio shock jocks do
that's
it, right?
Right?
Howard
right.
Stern and Imus. Although really, Imus is dead now.
Yeah, and so. Imus hated Howard Stern so much. And then you get into the Howard Stern Opie and Anthony war, which was, again, Howard Stern just really hated. So no, I guess we just won't go to. I like them. I like Jim and
they
and
sound Bobby. Nice. Although I was wondering, surely they're not listening, so I can say this.
Yes.
But, you know, our last guest, you let him stay for the entire episode.
Yeah, but these guys have been sitting in a room for 4 fucking hours
that's
doing.
That's true. And. They alluded to their hot tub several times, so I felt like they were kind of hinting, hey guys, thanks. We really want to get back in the hot tub now.
I don't think that they, I felt like they stayed the perfect
amount
of time.
No, they were very nice. Yeah,
it was very nice. And you should totally go and listen to their show. So tell me about your parents so we can get out of here.
Well, it's very short. I just wanted, so everyone always talks about how when you get older, you know, as you're growing up, you think your parents are, you know, just the bee's knees. I couldn't think of a better. I mean, I sound like I'm from like the 40s.
They're like
or
the
something.
Daggum bee's knees.
But I couldn't think of a better way. But, you know, as you're growing up, you just everything that they believe, you know, whatever.
Yes.
And then as you get older and your parents get older, you start to disagree with them a lot. And I've just had a, you know, and also as people get older, they seem to get less intelligent a lot of times. And some of their biases.
I love how you think they're getting less intelligent, not that you're getting more wisdom. Like that, that you're like, I don't think people's intelligence changes. I think that your perspective of them changes.
And my parents are not dumb, but I mean, relating back to this whole social media thing, I mean, I feel like my parents are just going down that track of believing everything that they see on various whatever they're watching.
Yeah.
Mostly Fox News. You know, and so we go over to my parents' house today, and luckily, I think I have nipped the political conversations in the butt. There's no way I'm going to bring them over to our side.
Adam. Yeah? Did you just say nip it in the butt?
In the butt, bud.
You said butt.
In the butt. I prefer to nip it in the butt, Daniel. I don't know if you, okay. I mean.
All right, that's I just want to make sure. I just want to, you know what? Hey, so, there is no kink shaming here, Adam.
So, I think. I finally told my mom, Mom, I don't want to have political conversations with you. It's uncomfortable. I don't want to have political conversations with you. I don't want to try to convince you. I don't want you to try to convince me. Mm-hmm. Let's just not do it. Anyway, we go over today and she still has to, and it's not political, but she still has to throw a jab in there where she goes, oh, so I guess you and Mark are still not going out and doing anything. I think it's okay now for you guys to get out and start doing things, you know?
Well, yeah, because the COVID's gone, Adam. Did you not know that? It's gone.
I know and COVID shouldn't be political, but I know like Fox News or somebody is telling her, you know, oh, everything's great now. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch Fox News. I also don't watch MSNBC or CNN. We just get the news from like Good Morning America, which I don't know. They're probably skewed liberal, but I mean, we don't watch 24-hour news around here. So, I mean, I don't know where I can get my news that's not a little bit skewed.
I can tell you where you can get it that's not skewed.
We just watch David Muir.
Can I tell you where you can get it?
Yes, you can.
Watch the BBC. The BBC available. BBC America is available. You can also go to their website, BBC News. It's like BBC is state funded and does a great, so they're not a commercial entity and they do a very, they do the same job at news that we used to do here when our news was not,
Well, maybe I'll start watching that. But for now, the closest I could get is just to watch Good Morning America and David Muir in the evening. And
I think I think the BBC America has like a morning show called like Good Morning Yanks or something like that. Like Good Morning Yanks. You can check that out.
I'll look for that. Anyway, so, and it's not just political. It's just, I feel like as parents get older, they just start saying and doing things that are just.
What happens, Adam, if you really want to know, what happens is that as you get older and things start changing around you, it causes you to get like exasperated because you feel as though everything that, when people say, oh, that's not how we do this anymore, you, as is natural with humans, take that as an attack, that you're saying that what they're doing is wrong or what they're doing is stupid, et cetera, et cetera. And it makes them cranky because they just want to, you know, their joints hurt. They want to sit down. They want to eat their dinner, whatever. And here you are telling, you know, they're just trying to talk about that little chickie over there, you know, with the nice gazongas or whatever, and here you are telling them that that's not appropriate language to talk about. It's I've been talking like this for 50 years. Fuck you. It's like, it's just one of those things. It's the world around you doesn't change so much as your perception of the world around you changes. And so as you get older, your perceptions of the world change because now you're the foreigner. You're no longer the bee's knees. You're no longer the daggum bee's knees.
It makes it less enjoyable to a certain extent to be around them as they're
being
more disagreeable and things like, you know, and I'm just like, I don't even want to have a political conversation. Just leave it alone. You know, let's just talk about, you know, whatever. Anyway. So, I mean, that's what I've been realizing. It's kind of sad to me because I'll always love my parents, but I used to really enjoy hanging out with them and, you know, playing games and all that kind of stuff. And lately it's become more and more difficult to enjoy those times.
Then you should say something. You should say exactly that. He's like, you know what? I used to love doing this, and now I'm finding it that you insist on having political conversations or throwing little political jabs at me when I come over, and it makes it way less enjoyable for me to do. You need to tell them that. You mean like, look, you're not going to say anything to me to change my mind. I'm not going to say anything to you to change your mind. So let's just use that as like an understanding that you're not going to persuade me. I'm not going to persuade you. So let's talk about something else. Let's talk about some other things, because that's how polite society works, right? That's how you deal with your coworkers. That's how you deal with other people that you have to have interactions with, or you want to have interactions with, that you disagree with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I need to. Anyway, that was it.
Okay, great.
I don't know if you found that as your dad seemed to be, I know he died a few years ago, and but it seemed like you never got to that point with your dad. I mean, I don't know, but
My parents are very different. Well, my mom, I can't say anymore because she has Alzheimer's, but up until that point, my parents were very flexible. Again, I was the youngest of four kids, though. So I had three other siblings ahead of me to kind of bang them into shape.
Yeah. So, well, my brother has ignorant views on things. So, I mean, he fits right in with whatever they say.
Oh.
He probably enjoys the conversations. He's watching Fox News right along with them.
I remember my brother was a devout Republican. Yeah, he liked George W. Bush and whatever. And it's like, but when Trump was the nominee in 2016, he was just like, no, you cannot. I'm voting Democrat. I cannot vote for that jackass. And so same thing there. Anyway, remember, we mentioned it at the beginning of the show, but it's worth repeating here. Go to vote.org. Make sure that you meet all of the registration deadlines in your state, or your mail-in ballot request deadlines in your state, wherever that may be. Unless you're RT Cruiser and you're in Australia, then you don't have to do that. If you would like to send us an email, it's contact@mixminuspodcast.com. Send us a voicemail, voicemail@mixminuspodcast.com. Adam, take you next week off. I'll see you on a Friday after that.
Yeah, Friday nights. And only if you're RT Cruiser. Everyone else in Australia, vote blue. That's all I'm saying.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.